portion of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Shadate Hargett Hill from the North Carolina Reading Service, also known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Glamour and Teen Vogue online articles. Last week, we ended talking about some bras, and so this week, we're going to start up about some information in Teen Vogue called the 13 Best Lingerie Brands for Every Body Type. Expand Your Collection by Bianca Nieves, and she has some great articles here about that. It says, nowadays, we're as acquainted with our lingerie as we are with our denim. But as the lingerie trend keeps growing, high thongs and bras as tops, do we really know which are the best lingerie brands out there? Yes, we know that Savage by Fenty completely changed the Victoria's Secret's way, and that Aerie keeps being the pioneer of representing real bodies in their campaigns. But it's 2020, and there are a handful of brands you still may not know about that are also revolutionizing the lingerie world. Whether you like to keep your lingerie to yourself or don't mind having it peek through your apparel, the best lingerie brands are able to provide you the right amount of confidence as well as comfort. Over at Teen Vogue, we take our lingerie collection seriously. That's why we have compiled the ultimate list of best lingerie brands out there, from celeb favorites like Calvin Klein and Savage by Fenty to more indie brands like Arox and Lonely Lingerie. Keep going while we tell you about some of these great brands right for you and your needs. Beginning with Aerie. Aerie offers incredibly soft and comfortable bralettes that will make you want to burn your non-Aerie underwire bras. On top of amazing bralettes, they also make undies that are great for your everyday needs. However, if you do need some extra support, their underwire bras are just as comfy and come in various sizes. So if you're not sure how to measure yourself, feel free to use Aerie's BFF. That's Aerie's Best Fit Finder, where Iskra Lawrence herself will teach you how to do so. Next up is Arox. Say hello to the sustainable lingerie brand that's changing the game. Arox bright and 80s-esque lingerie is produced entirely in New York City and is designed with evergreen fabrics that work around into future seasons instead of adding them to the landfill. They're known for how soft their bras are and how well they pair with any current lingerie you own. Arox Atuania Bralette Delipian is $82 at some stores. Next, Spanx. Good old Spanx. Don't sleep on Spanx lingerie. Yes, they're known for their shapewear, but lingerie is just as noteworthy. Their bras and undies use the same soft material as their shapewear, making them invisible under your clothes. Spanx low-profile minimizer bra is just $68. Next up, Third Love. Third Love operates on one mission, making undergarments for everybody. And they deliver. They offer an impressive range of soft and lace bras and panties that are super comfortable to wear every day. Third Love 24/7 Classic T-shirt bra is $68. Calvin Klein, an old staple. Would it be a best lingerie brand roundup if we didn't include Calvin Klein? Since the 80s, this fashion house has been known for its logo underwear, and in 2020, the hype is even bigger. Do you know what to wear your Calvin Klein sports bra as a top? Go for it. Your Calvin Klein boxers are showing above your pants. A fashion statement. The best part of it all, they are as comfortable as they are stylish. Calvin Klein Modern Cotton Bralette, $17. And guess what? You can get them at Amazon. Savage by Fenty. diversity is non-negotiable when it comes to Savage by Fenty. That's why it's no surprise it has reinvented the lingerie and fashion world alike, from bralettes and cotton panties to lace bodysuits and robes. Savage by Fenty offers an array of options that fit every skin tone and body type, and you can purchase directly from their site or via Amazon. All hail Rihanna. Amazon has Savage by Online Microfiber Demi Cup Bra for $44. Lively. If your friends use lively as an adjective to describe you, then Lively is the lingerie brand for you. The millennial brand produces cute bras and underwear in fun prints and colors. Plus, when you make a purchase or refer a friend, you earn points for your next purchase. Lively, the mesh trim bralette is $35. We move now from your bras to your hair. Best haircuts for 2020. 19 popular haircut ideas to try. Glamour magazine says the best haircuts for 2020 according to salons around the country. From Honolulu to Boston, here are the most popular styles women are asking for. Whether you're scoping out the best haircuts for 2020 or curious to see the most popular haircuts on the rise, you've come to the right place. Because while we love the classic lobe as much as the next person, we need a little variety. And what better way to get inspired than with the coolest hairstyles from around the U.S.? Starring Curly Shags in Detroit, Texture Bobs in Austin, and Curtain Bangs in New York City, we ask stylists to share the most requested styles at their salons to bring you the best haircuts from every corner of the country. Here are some great inspirations. One from Honolulu, Chandelier Bangs. Not sure what to do with your hair? Add a bang, says Alan Vogue, owner of Salon Blanc in Honolulu, who says bangs are popular on all lengths for 2020, but especially when paired with long layers. Together, they flow seamlessly alongside the contour of your face, with the bangs bringing out your eyes, he says. He notes that soft side swept bangs, curtain bangs, and middle part bangs are all trending, but he especially likes middle part bangs paired with his signature chandelier layer cut, the long, soft layers you see in different photos. To get the same look, he says to ask for long layers at the back and smooth graduated layers to frame the face. Los Angeles, Polished Bobs. I think the best haircuts for 2020 will be all about structure. Out of the messy texture, in comes the polished structure, says Rihanna Caffrey, co-owner of LA's 901. She says that fuzzy bedhead hair is being traded in for more sleek styles of all lengths, and you can expect to see more blunt, thick lines in haircuts instead of shattered, piecey texture. To get the look, ask for a blunt, heavy line with no texture and trade in your matte textures for the shine sprays. San Francisco Strong Bob. Cali girls are keeping it blunt in San Fran, too. The Strong Bob, also known as a Blunt Bob, is on the rise in SF. This cut is a statement, says John Raymond, owner of Spoken Wheels Salons. Cool is more important than sexy right now, or rather, cool is the new sexy. The Strong Bob works for any hair texture, but if yours is dense, ask your stylist to thin it out first. Seattle, Long Lobe. The lobe looks good with varying lengths, which makes it perfect for all face shapes and hair types, says Stacy Bowie, owner of Bowie Salon and Spa in Seattle. When it's a little more grown out, i.e. past your collarbone and around your shoulders, it's even easier to style and manage than the original. Albuquerque Blunt Bangs. Albuquerque is loving the shaggy lobe, but with a twist. Blunt bangs, adding a bang is a great way to create a new style without the commitment of a drastic haircut or length change, says Melinda Danela, hairstylist at Inspire Uptown Salon. She's a big fan of pairing brow grazing bangs with a collar length cut. Las Vegas Shattered Bob. There's a little to no layering to be found in this edgy bob, but that doesn't mean it's your basic blunt style. Instead, we add lots of dimensional texture to the ends of the hair to create movement, says Stacy Linkletter, a stylist and salon director at Globe Salon in Las Vegas. She says it works best when your hair is medium in texture, that is, not fine, but also not very coarse. Denver, 90s chop. While the 2010s were all about long, breezy waves, for 2020, expect to see more stylized cuts. That doesn't have to mean high maintenance, though, which is why Danny Everson, hairstylist and owner of Clementine's in Denver, likes this 90s-inspired crop. It was an era when hair was carefree, and we didn't overuse products or style tools, she says. It followed a decade of hairspray and teasing, so it makes sense that it's having a resurgence now that we're coming out of the era of chemically straightening. For the lowest effort, Everson says to make sure to ask for a cut that enhances your natural texture and bring photos. Think Winona Ryder in Reality Bites. Continuing, Austin Textured Bob. Get ready to go a little shorter. Brittany Archer, hairstylist at Austin's Caru Salon, says bobs are trending for the new year in Texas. Make sure to ask for a choppy bob with movement, since the personality of this hairstyle is stylish and carefree, says Archer. St. Louis Classic Lobe. In St. Louis, women are going out of their short hair and are into collarbone length lobes. With the right stylist, growing out your hair doesn't need to be a dreadful experience, says Charlie Martin, creative director and owner of Salon 161. This cut works great with softened layers, great throughout the crown, not to compromise fullness around the perimeter or length, says Martin. Adding a subtle fringe is also a great way to not get bored. Chicago, the shag. The Midwest is finding new ways to make lobes feel fresh. The lobe is making way for the modern shag, says Nicole Cole, a stylist at Blueberry Moon in Chicago. Lots of texture layers create a soft shape, which is perfect for curls and waves, and it works to give lift and volume to smooth styles. Translation, it works for a range of hair textures. The shag is also ideal for Chicago's endless winter months, she says, because it keeps its shape under hats and beanies better than long layers can do. Memphis Tapered Cut. In Memphis, stylists are getting a surge in women either going for short crop cuts when transitioning to natural hair or manage after growing out their afro. Both roads lead to the tapered cut. It also allows shorter sides and clean lines and leaves massive length in the top to achieve popular natural hairstyles such as a twist out, rods, coils, and double strands. That is the double strand twist, says Takesha Bear Brooks, hairstylist and founder of a natural fair beauty lounge in Memphis. Most are also experimenting with vivid colors to complete the edgy look. Let's not forget Detroit. Curly shag. Women in Detroit are all about embracing their natural texture and have been into the shag cut that's been popular for a few seasons now. Lauren Moser, curl specialist and owner of Hair Lab Detroit, says that what makes the shag look more modern is working with your natural texture, which gives it that cool, lived-in look. While curly girls might be scared to go for bangs, Moser promises that these cuts works well with all curl patterns. The defining feature of this cut is the heavy bangs and square layers that give this look its edge. She says, for wavy curls and dense tight S curl types, be sure to request internal Chanel internal channel cut layers to be added in after the shape is cut to encourage weightlessness and texture throughout for ease of styling. For coily and kinky hair, this step is unnecessary since your curl type doesn't need help with volume. Atlanta, long layers. Lately, all we hear is save length, but give me lots of layers, says Robin Soblom, owner of Southern Curl in Atlanta. For natural looking layers, Soblom and her stylist use a technique called a rizzo cut, which helps maintain volume and length, but doesn't give curls any shelf-like layers. If you have curls, she recommends making sure your stylist dry cuts them and says to bring in photos for references. New York City curtain bangs. Want bangs without the effort? Curtain bangs are about as low maintenance as they get. Curtain bangs are the gateway to bangs because they're super versatile, says Emily Hesser, stylist at Cutler Salon in New York City. They're long enough to grow out or pin back if you want, but they can also be cut into a shorter look. If you're on the non-committal side, when it comes to your cuts, consider this your match. Brooklyn Sharp Bob. A good bob haircut never goes out of style, says Sergio Patan, master stylist at Rob Pitoon in Brooklyn's Williamsburg neighborhood, who notes that it will probably spike in popularity after Zoe Deutsch's killer bob at the Golden Globes. With the right cut, you can wear it chic and classy, but also tousled and rough. Petrion says also the bob is easy to manage. He suggests slowly transitioning to a shorter style if you currently have long hair by starting with a long bob and scheduling a second chop 6 weeks later. Boston curly fringe. B is for Boston and bangs. It's an easy way to soften a look and add dimension, says Michelle Lee, owner and manager of Salon Evie Michelle. They're definitely a commitment but can do wonders for your face shape. Boston asymmetrical undercut. Another major look coming out of Salon Eva Michelle, this sharp bob pixie hybrid with voluminous curls on one side and an undercut on the other. A good trick to make sure you get the cut you're picturing. Bring photos of what you don't want in addition to styles you love. Those speak volumes more, Lee says. Miami, long shag. The shag is still going strong, but give it a 2020 update with long layers, keeping the signature bangs. Rosanna Rojas, stylist at Miami's Junior and Hatter Salon, says this cut is awesome for any length, hair texture, and face shape, and that it's been her top requested cut for the past year due to its effortless look. Now it's time to go to a little bit of Teen Vogue Online, starting out with some little bit of music. BTS unveils track list for A Map of the Soul 7 by Sarah Delgado. Following a week filled with comeback photos, BTS has finally unveiled the track list for the upcoming studio album Map of the Soul 7, and we're in for a wild ride. As soon as the clock struck midnight in Korea on February 17th, Big Hit Entertainment posted the album's full track list to Twitter, which includes interlude Shadow, Black Swan, and outro Ego. The track list, which you can check out, is also includes 5 songs from last year's Map of the Soul Persona. Intro Persona, Boy with Love featuring Halsey, Make It Right, Jamwa Wu, and Dion Yus, as well as a referential gems like We All Bulletproof the Internal, which will certainly transport us back to the group's genesis. The album will be rounded off by a digital-only remix of the lead single On, which will feature Australian singer Sia, bringing the official and final track count up to 20. prior to the track list reveal, which will undoubtedly beget even more fan theories about the album, the members had opened up about the album's themes and significance. It's been 7 years since our debut, and we have seven members here. Seven is a really special number for us, and we've practiced so hard for these tracks and the dance routines. RM previously said about MOTS7. One message that penetrates the album as a whole is that you must face your inner shadows, but resist becoming submerged into its depths. You must face it and move on, move forward. Sugar added about the album's theme. Earlier this week, it was confirmed that BTS will be performing on the album's lead single On for the very first time at Grand Central Station during their upcoming appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on February 24th. That same day, the group will also hold a global press conference from Seoul, South Korea on February 21st. The Scepter will also appear on the Today Show for a live and reportedly in-person interview coinciding with the album's release. The music video for the lead single will finally debut on February 28th, closing off the group's comeback. And we only have one thing to say. Buckle up, armies. Check out Map of the Soul 7's full track list, starting with Intro, Persona, Boy Love featuring Halsey, Make It Right. One of another song is Interlude, Shadow, Black Swan, and Filter, Louder Than Bombs, On, which is the title track. You have 0 O'Clock, Inner Child, Moon, Respect, We Are Bulletproof, The Internal, Outro Ego, On featuring Sia in the digital only. So those are some things to look forward to for the BTS fans out there. And continuing with music, we have something from Billie Eilish. She said in her article that was read, that was done by D. Elizabeth, it says, Billie Eilish thinks she bombed her Oscars performance. Quote, that S was trash. Billie Eilish recently made her Oscar debut during the ceremony's In Memoriam segment, but it turns out that she was less than happy with her performance. The 18-year-old sang a cover of The Beatles Yesterday during the show on February 10th, noting on social media that she was honored to perform the iconic song. And while her performance was met with a lot of praise on social media, she didn't exactly feel the same. In an interview with Zane Lowe on Apple Music's New Music Daily, Billie reflected on the performance. She said, yeah, I was sick for all of the Oscars, she revealed. I bombed that performance. That S was trash. Okay, we respectfully disagree there. Billie went on to add that the stakes of performing at the Oscars gave her the jitters on top of already not feeling well. The Oscars are not my people. You know what I mean, she said. I'm not used to that, she explained. At least the Grammys wasn't as scary because it was artists and it felt like my people. But with the Oscars, I'm like, these are people. These people are movie stars. The No Time to Die singer added that she doesn't normally get too nervous before performing. Hello, touring. But describing the Academy Awards was, quote, terrifying. If it's any consolation to Billie, the internet definitely loved her Oscar performance, with people on Twitter calling it beautiful and petitioning for her to release a studio recording of the cover. At the same time, it's nice to know that even huge celebs like Billie sometimes get nervous before appearing in front of a crowd. I mean, I've never performed at the Oscars, but I still get sweaty thinking about a school presentation gone awry. Fortunately, it doesn't seem as though many of the reflection has gotten her down. Billie told Zane that she's excited to get back on the road for her next tour and is looking forward to all that's in store for her in the future. I'm really excited. We live in March, which is like 2 seconds away. We leave in March, which is like 2 seconds away, she said. I realized yesterday I'm excited. I'm so ready to get back to it. You don't even know. And although Valentine's Day is over, one star has love on the brain. Amanda Bynes is reportedly engaged to the love of her life. Amanda Bynes only recently got back on Instagram, and she used a social media app to make a major announcement on Valentine's Day. She's engaged. The former Nickelodeon star posted a snap of her left hand on February 14th with her fourth finger sporting a large emerald cut diamond. Engaged to the love of my life, she captioned the pic, which also presumably included her fiance's hand as well. While she didn't identify her mystery beau, another selfie seemed to reveal his face. Amanda later shared a photo of herself standing next to a man in glasses and a backwards hat, which she captioned, lover. E! News has identified Amanda's fiancé as Paul Michael. According to E! Sources, Amanda and Paul reportedly met at a rehab facility and have been dating for 2 or 3 months prior to their engagement. While there were many doubters online about the couple's relationship update, E! News can confirm Amanda's engagement is real, the outlet added. As E! Noted, some commentators seemed skeptical about the announcement, with one Instagram user pointing out that Amanda was wearing the diamond ring in another photo earlier this month. Other fans were just excited for the actor writing this message of congratulations on her post. I wish you all the happiness in the world, one person wrote, adding, you deserve it. We'll have to wait and see if Amanda provides any further updates on her engagement or any additional info about her future husband. But the star has been pretty active on Instagram in the past few days, posting plenty of selfies and pics with friends. So we wouldn't be surprised if she updates fans with more details very soon. And now let's talk a little bit about to all the boys, P.S. I Still Love You beauty kits available at Sephora. Get your love struck glow on. There's no doubt that Laura Jean Covey from To All the Boys I've Loved Before is both a style and beauty icon. I never leave home without a scrunchie on my wrist either. As we gear up for the P.S. I Still Love You, Netflix's highly anticipated sequel to the first hit movie based on Jenny Han's popular trilogy, fans can now rock some TATB-inspired makeup. In partnership with Netflix and a series of brands, Sephora has launched a handful of TATB beauty collections, including those endless cute kicked scrunchies we already told you about. The best part is that each kit has its own vibe. If you're having a low-key night in a la Laura Jean and Kitty, you'll probably want to pick up the Love Letter set from Glow Recipe by Netflix, which contains a Watermelon Glow Ultra Fine Mist and Watermelon Glow Sleeping Mask encased in a cute see-through pink pouch. But if you're heading to a house party with your very own Peter Kavinsky, you might want to opt for Kaja's To All the Boys P.S. I Still Love You set, which comes with sparkly eye pigment, a lip gloss stick, and a heart-shaped blendable brush. There are 7 different sets in all, including the Kiss Scrunchy Collection, and the best part is that they're available right now on Sephora's website. And remember, P.S. I Still Love You is available to stream on Netflix starting now. So plan your viewing parties and face mask nights accordingly. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed it and continue to tune in every Thursday. I'm Shadate Hargett Hill, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. See you next time on the radio.